All right, listeners to WCGA, welcome back to segment three of program six. Let's see if we can get through the swamp that lies ahead of us. I'm going to talk about people. I want you to know this is not a disrespectful discussion of people or their private lives, but it is essential and it is something that must be said. If America, in fact, is based in faith, as the insurer of its freedom and its quality of life, then we need to examine, as de Tocqueville did, religion and faith in America. And in recent weeks, I've come to realize that this state that I was born in and spent a lot of time growing up in, and that you who now listen live in, is the microcosm for America. And we need to lock into that. But particularly the faith that is the faith of America. All Christian faith denominations and institutions are represented here in the state of Georgia. We're not a big monolithic block of Baptist or Methodist or whatever. But there is a dominating and predominant faith system that is readily identifiable that's here in Georgia and is perfectly aligned with and actually influenced the faith system of America. And since America is really divided into two groups right now, white and black, we, interestingly enough, have both institutions right here in the city of Atlanta, actually, right here in our state of Georgia, that represent the faith system of those two groups, white America and black America. Let's look at it this way. In July, on July 13th, 1981, I wrote a letter to Dr. Charles Stanley, then pastor of First Baptist Church in Atlanta, big mega church, highly influential, went there several times as a visitor. My church was a little farther north of that, but well-known church, and you've seen Dr. Stanley on TV, a great pastor who tragically passed away recently at the age of 90, old and full of years, as the Bible would say. But Dr. Stanley had some issues in his life that created conflict for him and some questions in those who were part of his flock. But here's the first paragraph of the letter that I wrote, and a copy of this will be left with Westcock so that you can see that it, in fact, existed. Dear Dr. Stanley, I'm writing you on the advice of my interim pastor, Dr. Jimmy Waters, another tremendous Baptist luminary from Georgia, in an effort to resolve what is one of the greatest spiritual dilemmas that I have ever encountered. I write to you specifically because you figure into the problem directly. I am pleading with you as a Christian brother to respond as candidly as you will to my inquiries and at a time which is convenient for you. Should you desire not to provide a written answer to the specific questions, then I would like to travel to Atlanta at a time convenient to your schedule and compatible with my flying duties here at the Air Force Base to speak with you one-on-one. I am aware of the prodigious workload that you have, and I would not impose upon you if I did not feel this was a matter of greatest importance. Well, I've learned in recent week all that was going on in Dr. Stanley's life at that time, and he did not respond, but I've discovered that Congress people don't, nobody else does. But that was a sincere letter, and in the time that has passed from 1981 to 2023, what's that, 22 years, I'm sorry, 42 years, we have had a lot of things happen, and now the fruit of Dr. Stanley's ministry has been born. Dr. Stanley is a great man and a great teacher, but clearly there were things in his life that did not go well. One was a wife that divorced him. And were it not for the patience of his congregation that loved him, he would have not been able to continue by the faith system of the Southern Baptist. And secondly, Dr. Stanley produced a son who many of you know. He is a well-known evangelical pastor at a large mega church just northern part of Atlanta. That Andy Stanley is his name. Andy's about 10 years younger than I am, but he's still kind of in my age group. And Andy, unlike his father, began to teach a doctrine or a belief system that is antithetical, in my view, based on Scripture and quite a few others, that is not part of the gospel. And unfortunately, a lot of children of pastors and religious leaders believe that they have, well, a kind of authority because they grew up under an important man that makes what they say correct, even if it isn't based in biblical truth. If it's possibly Gnosticism, that religion that almost destroyed the first century church, i.e., what I think is what is true. And so this great man, Dr. Charles Stanley, in First Baptist Church of Atlanta, that is very much the rhyme and timber of the faith system in America, did not produce good fruit. And we need to analyze that and look at it. Now, in the next section, we're going to look at a similar circumstance in Ebenezer Baptist Church as it influences Black America, as we seek to find out why Georgia has the problems it does, and as Georgia goes, so goes America. Please join me for segment 4 on the backside.